Report, Joe Biden advisors plot immigration agenda with House Democrats. By John Binder on January 11, 2021. President-elect Joe Biden's advisors are reportedly meeting with House Democrats to discuss a swift immigration agenda for the incoming administration, which is almost certain to include some form of amnesty for illegal aliens living in the United States. Sources familiar with the meetings told Politico that Biden's policy advisors met with Congressional Hispanic Caucus Chair Representative Raul Ruiz, DCA, as well as Reps. Joaquin Castro, DTX, and Linda Sanchez, DCA, to discuss an immigration agenda. The president-elect says he plans to introduce an immigration bill immediately. It's not clear if that will be a larger reform package or a more narrow bill targeted at Dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. at a young age, according to our transition reporting team. Emphasis added. Biden's immigration policy advisors also met with Reps. Joaquin Castro, Democrat Texas, Raul Ruiz, Democrat California, and Linda Sanchez, Democrat California, about a week ago to discuss legislation, a source with knowledge tells Laura Barron Lopez. Emphasis added. Last month, Castro and Sanchez joined a number of other House Democrats to introduce legislation that would permanently add millions of foreign workers to the U.S. labor market every year. Those foreign workers, here on temporary visas, would otherwise be asked to return to their native countries. Biden and his advisors have repeatedly hinted at action to dismantle reforms implemented by President Trump to reduce visa abuse, illegal immigration, and asylum fraud. For instance, Biden's advisors have said they will work to end U.S. asylum agreements with Central America so as to reopen the catch-and-release policy whereby border crossers are often caught by U.S. Border Patrol and released into the interior of the country. Likewise, Biden is considering ending Trump's Remain in Mexico policy that has drastically reduced asylum fraud, and he has suggested providing amnesty to over 11 million illegal aliens in his first 100 days in office. As Breitbart News reported, border apprehensions at the southern border have jumped to the highest level for the first quarter of fiscal year 2021 since the year 2000. Between October and December 2020, nearly 208,000 border crossers were apprehended at the border, the highest number since the Clinton administration. Officials have previously said that about half of all border crossers successfully illegally enter the U.S., undetected by Border Patrol. "We're already seeing the negative impacts of the proposed policy changes," said U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.